DW.
Josefina Lema is conducting a ceremony. She carefully arranges corn and corn seeds of many different colors in a circle on the floor of her home in rural Ecuador. Josefina is a farmer and traditional healer in her village. Corn and the seeds from which they grow are a staple here and vital for life in her community. Crouched over the mandala with her palms towards the floor, Josefina thanks Pachamama, or Mother Earth, for her bounty.
If we discover a new seed that we aren't familiar with, it's a huge source of joy. We want each seed to reproduce so that it becomes established, here and in other countries too. Each seed means the world to us.
For indigenous communities in the area, understanding seeds and the different varieties that grow here is essential for survival. But the old varieties people have relied on for thousands of years are fast disappearing as they are pushed aside by modern industrial alternatives. According to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Association, 75% of traditional seed varieties and native plant species have already been lost. In the Ecuadorian capital, Quito, a collective is working to preserve native plants and crops. They've already saved 3,000 seed varieties, which they now make available to farmers all over the country. Javier Carrera set up the network 18 years ago when he realized that industrial seed varieties were taking over.
The problem with industrial seeds is that they've been bred intensively to ensure they can withstand the use of agrochemicals. They're not designed for natural farming methods and have no genetic diversity in themselves. So the seeds can't adapt to different places and conditions.
Javier Carrera and the team sell the traditional seed varieties out of a small store in the city. Wooden shelves are crammed with glass jars filled with seeds of varying sizes, shapes, and colors. All the seed varieties that network members carefully package into small paper envelopes for customers have been stored without the use of chemicals and are free of disease and plant debris. With every seed the network passes on, the project is also helping to preserve a traditional way of life, ensuring valuable expertise is not lost.
Las semillas tienen identidad cultural, participan de la cultura.
The seeds have an identity. They're part of our culture. If someone gives me a seed, but I don't know what it is or what I can do with it, it's worthless to me. So passing on information about the seeds is equally important.
One of the goals of the network is to put these old varieties back on the menu. Chef Juan Sebastian Perez is preparing a chocolate drink made of cocoa beans and the taxo, a long orange-colored local fruit, also known as banana passion fruit. For 4 years now, his restaurant Quito has served dishes made exclusively with natural ingredients, including traditional fruits and crop varieties.
Working with old seed varieties also means that you're promoting fair trade, which improves people's lives and you're helping the environment too. And above all, it gives you lots of freedom to conjure up a different menu every day based on what is currently available and what's in season.
Before Juan Sebastian Perez opened his restaurant, he traveled all over Ecuador to learn more about traditional ingredients and flavors. Now his restaurant draws visitors from across the country.
I realized that food with lots of nutrients tastes better, and good soil quality is key to that. So we have what it takes to cook with high-quality foods in Ecuador.
Javier Carrera's Seed Guardians Network wants to persuade farmers to adopt ecological methods and work with old seed varieties. The collective also leads workshops across the country. In one workshop about permaculture, Javier Carrera explains to a group of students how best to maintain the soil so that it stays fertile and retains its natural balance of nutrients.
The tomato is native to Ecuador. Potatoes come from the Andes, whereas lentils come from Asia, right over here somewhere.
La lenteja viene del centro de Asia. Ahora, el centro de Asia es todo esto, ¿no?
Alejandro Solano is harvesting cacao fruit. He reaches high up into a cacao tree, cuts off one of the rigid, oblong-shaped yellow fruits, and tosses it into the woven basket strapped to his back. He began growing the plant 12 years ago. Since then, he's discovered more than 30 different varieties of cacao. Slicing the ripe cacao fruit down the middle to reveal its fleshy white insides, Alejandro tells us every cocoa bean within can be planted to grow a new tree or turned into chocolate.
Y lo más bello para mí es que toda esa diversidad de cacao nacionales también.
What I love most is the rich variety that we have here. You can harvest throughout the entire year. If you have a monoculture, you only have one harvest. But here, there's cacao that you can harvest when it's in flower. One ripens only in summer, the other is better in the wet season.
Otro le gusta solo el verano, otro le gusta solo la lluvia.
Many of these cacao varieties were on the edge of extinction until Alejandro and his team began growing them again. By preserving old varieties, they're also helping to preserve and renew the rainforest around them. For Josefina Lema from the indigenous Quechua community, preserving, sharing, and re-sowing seeds is nothing new. In her field, there are 22 different seed varieties.
We have all the colors here, white, black, red, yellow, purple. All these corn varieties are there for us, to nourish us.
DW.